Okay, blood aside. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Paranormal Minds. My name is Josh, and I'll be your host for this evening. I'm joined, as always, by my two best friends and greatest assholes in the world, Tommy and Shane.
Get bent.
Damn.
I had to.
just right out the gate.
Shane actually laughed at it. I'm impressed.
He wasn't expecting it. That's what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
Well, you said asshole, so I was like, all right, let's...
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good.
I got a quick little topic for us tonight. I thought it was pretty interesting. You guys might think it's pretty interesting, but I hope you do anyways. If not, I really don't care, if I'm being honest. But I want to talk about a meteorite that really never should have been, okay? There's a little more to it than just the meteorite, but we'll get to that. So in the remote highlands of Peru is a small village of about 300 people. And this is the Carancas, Peru, I think is how you say it. Sorry if that's not how you say it. So around noon on September 5th in 2007, the daily routine of everybody in the town was disrupted by a massive explosion just outside of town. Of course, the locals were the first to show up, being curious as anybody would be. I'm going to run towards the explosion. I don't know about you guys. What they found kind of amazed them, and it amazed the local authority and governments, and really several scientists. So this meteorite, what they found was a meteorite. It was about the size of a dinner table and weighed 12 tons, okay? It smashed a pretty sizable hole in the ground. I had conflicting measurements on that hole. One was 20 foot deep, 98 foot wide. The other one was 15 foot deep and about 45 foot wide. Hmm. So, yeah,
so,
whatever.
One person was using the metric, the other was using the standard. Got it.
Yeah. Or some guy was using a washing machine, like I saw in an actual news article. This person used washing machines to measure a hole. I don't know why they would have done that. But, so the meteorite itself was made up of nothing really spectacular. It was made up of olivines, forget how you say this, pyroxene and feldspars. All right. Those three elements are found all over the world. They're part of the Earth's crust. It's just nothing spectacular about it. But what is this meteorite is what's considered a chondrite meteor, which is kind of wild because they contain the best clues, I guess you could say, to the universe and when it was created. They are some of the oldest meteors in our solar system. But the reason I said this is considered the meteor that should have never been was because chondrites burn up before they hit the ground. They never make it to the ground. Another crazy thing, according to the locals, this meteor was boiling the water that was rushing in on top of it. And meteors, when they hit the ground, shouldn't be that hot. As crazy as that sounds. Mm-hmm. They hit the ground and they cool off almost instantly, according to what I've seen. I don't know how I didn't dig into some scientist research, and it's just some shit I Googled on the internet, okay? Take it for what it is. But, like I said, they filled it, the hole was filling with the water that was actually rushing in around it from just the lowlands that it hit. There was a very strong smell of sulfur around the meteorite, but there was no sulfur found in the meteorite. So maybe that was in the ground. Don't really know how that went. But they found black fragments scattered around it that seemed to be smoldering, but you could pick them up with your bare hands.
Hmm.
I don't want to talk just about the meteorite. The meteorite was cool to me because it hit the ground. It shouldn't have. But what kind of pushed me into this was 200 of the 300 people that lived in the town got sick. And they were showing symptoms of, like, nausea, dizziness, headaches, vomiting, things of that nature. Like, you could say everyday sickness, but when two-thirds of your population is sick a day after something like this happens, actually, it was mere hours. I think the first reported was, like, 7 or 8 hours after the incident. They started getting reports, and it actually filled the hospital up there. But, you know, when things like that happen, the mayor tried to step in. The mayor of that little town tried to step in and ease everybody's collective minds that this wasn't just, you know, it doesn't need to be a national emergency or anything of the nature. But what is crazy to me, and it's crazy to me because we're Americans and this is 2007. Now, we wouldn't think like this because, again, we're Americans, but the mayor proposed a ritualistic sacrifice to help ease the town's mind. And he actually went and found one of the two shamans in the town and performed the sacrifice. But that is the little tale of this meteorite and the little town that it's invested in, or it happened in. And I just want to get you guys' thoughts on sacrifice. He sacrificed a baby llama, by the way, and not a goat or anything. Okay, he wasn't, you know. I don't know if they just use goats because they have wicked looking eyeballs in demonic sacrifices or what. Or is it just because the goat head is Baphomet's head? I don't really know.
I think because the goat head symbol's like ball.
Probably may. That makes sense.
I think.
Probably why they used it. I never looked into that. I never actually knew.
I mean, I think that's why it's considered satanic is because I think the goat head symbol's ball or one of them. I can't remember.
Prime evils, as Diablo calls them.
Yeah.
One of my sentences in here is like, I don't want to talk about just the meteor because we are a paranormal / what all did I write? I gotta read this. Paranormal / cartoon / TV show / movie / Pokemon / video game type show. But figured this was kind of alien in nature, so if it was one of those things that would they have hurled it in this direction to see the cause and effect of what happens in a small place like that? Because I mean, we talk about the government doing shit like that, so why wouldn't aliens do things like that, you know?
Yeah. So kind of like a little experiment, let's say a new virus was affecting them, and where we would take it and put it into a tank with some rats, they're like, here, let's throw this meteorite infected with it and see how it affects the humans.
Yeah. Yep.
And what happened with all the people that were sick? Did they...
I think the majority of them did recover. One thing I kind of I looked into it as a possible radiation sickness, because you know I'm the one that really, like, I mean, I think Shane does it too, and I don't know if Tommy does or not, but looking into like the real world things like that we know every day, like radiation sickness, and it, something coming from outer space, why would it not be irradiated, you know, in some form or fashion, because it has no atmosphere to protect it, not at 12 tons anyways. I guess you could say that the symptoms of radiation sickness kind of coincide, but you know,
the only issue I have with radiation sickness is that would mean like everybody would have to have, like, all 300 had to walk up and kind of get real close, and I'm not saying a majority didn't, but you know,
Right. Is it possible, though, like, I don't know how radiation sickness works, but is it possible it sent out, like, a pulse when it first hit?
That's what I was thinking, like, shot it up into the air.
All right.
Yeah. That's what happened with, like, the fallout from, like, Chernobyl. It was carried in the air currents. And I'm not saying it couldn't happen. And the black fragments that they found could have been irradiated, and they could have went for God knows how far. I know it said some buildings had roof damage were like 500 or 600 feet away. So,
interesting.
So I'm not familiar with meteorites, but you said these chondrites don't get to the ground.
And supposedly, yeah, they are almost. As far as I know, this one was one of the first in recorded history to actually hit the ground. So they burn up because of what they're made out of. They just burn up before they hit the actual ground. And it could have been sheer size of this one. I have no idea. 12 tons is pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I was confused because I was pulling up chondrites and there's like logs of like tiny ones that they find in like the Sahara Desert or things like that. But every one of them's like, we think it's a chondrite. And I'm wait, is there no way to prove that out?
It's weird to me because the one that in this story was made out of materials that was basically the Earth's crust. Like, but, you know, I mean,
could it
be? I don't know how many different materials you could make a asteroid out of.
Hear me out. Okay, hear me out. Could it have been a manhole cover?
Launched off another planet. Yeah.
No, launched off our planet. That happened.
Yeah. Wasn't that recently, though?
It was in the 1960s. We put a nuclear bomb underground and put a manhole cover on it to see what would happen. And we detonated the bomb, and they calculated that the manhole cover, essentially, was moving at, like, what was it, 150 miles a, like, millisecond or something. It was ridiculously fast. Not a millisecond, but, like, it was, like, super fast.
It's fucking insane. Who's like, let's just put a manhole over that to see?
Well, people were upset because we were detonating nuclear bombs on the surface and right above four or five guys at one time. And they were like, it's dangerous. And so we decided to do it underground. And then we blew it up into the air. Now it just traveled through space, got, like, probably hit a bunch of rocks or something, and just became a meteorite.
88 miles an hour. Yeah. Through time. Flux capacitor. Yeah.
And I say manhole cover, it could have been bigger than that, too. Because I'm pretty sure, you know. So it could have been a 12-ton piece of huge metal. And
yeah, I don't see them using, like, a sewer manhole cover.
No, I don't either. I mean.
So, yeah, who knows? I don't know, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
They just mistaken all the rock that it was made out of.
Right? That's actually just it, what happened. The heat was so strong, it just melted the rock and the metal together. And it,
yeah.
So I figured it out, guys.
Yeah.
It's over with. 60s America.
Yep. The crazy thing about the pyroxene that's in there, or I think it's the either the pyroxene or the feldspars. One of them we use to, or maybe it is the olivines. Anyways, we use them to remove slag in big blast furnaces.
So, there we go. It's just adding on to it, man. All right. So.
But I don't know. I thought it was pretty crazy, little the meteorite that never should kind of thing, you know?
So I'm reading this article on it. Obviously not deep in research like you did, Josh, but this one article, CBC, I think, is where it came from, said they did test for radiation and didn't pick up any of it. But everybody claimed to smell sulfur when it had hit. And then I know we were talking about aliens and stuff and like that, but I'm like, shit, what if it's more demonic in origin?
It's a demon.
Yeah. Like, some kids were out there, big pentagram. They're like, oh, fucking blows the earth up.
I mean, shit, that's almost like the start of a video game or a bad movie, right? Like, they do some summoning, and really, back in the day, we had captured a demon and put him in this meteorite and launched him into space, and some people summoned him back, comes crashing down.
Yeah.
He gets out. Everybody smells sulfur. His first act is to make everybody sick as he runs off into the forest or wherever he
went. Why do I think he's just running off like, hee, 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 hee,
hee, you know? I don't make you sick.
My brain went a completely different way on that one, guys. Mine was, he looked just like everybody else and kind of sulked away, you know?
I was thinking like a imp-looking thing with like the tail and just running, you know? But now it coming to hitting the earth and being cold, that does kind of make sense, though. You know, because you come through the atmosphere, you're on fire, and then once you break through the atmosphere, you know, you're going so fast, and we know up in, like, the stratosphere and all that, it's, like, really cold, you know, ice crystals form and all this, so it's just cooling down on its way down, right?
Yeah.
So by the time it hits, it's probably cold.
Yeah, they say it's a lot cooler than it, obviously a lot cooler than it is when it is coming through the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Some demons make the temperature drop when they come around.
Yeah, yeah. Why is it so cold around this meteorite?
I'm going to stick with the demon theory now.
Well, I can add to that.
Space demons.
Because space demons, yeah. The animals around the area, they're started to bleed from their noses and ears and shit. So Shane might not be far off, but stay Stevens, all right?
All right. Wasn't that the whole premise of Doom, like, back in the day? Didn't they find some demon portal on the moon or Mars or something?
Yeah. That's exactly. Damn it, Doom Slayers. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. That's probably where this idea came from. Somebody made this shit up, and it was just somebody played some Doom, and they're like, watch this. I can make up a story. Everybody's going to believe it.
Man.
Do you know what they did with the meteorite? Did they take it anywhere? Or
I know they took it up. Yeah, they broke it up into a bunch of pieces, and some went to labs, some went wherever else. I'm sure the locals there were like, with their little pickaxes or whatever.
How did you before do this motion?
With their pickaxes. Oh, it probably just looks like that. I'm doing a pickaxe motion. I mean,
there you go.
I had to had to turn sideways. My camera's at an angle.
I wonder, I'm finding a lot of, like, you can buy pieces of all these different meteorites. They all have different names and shit. I'm like, I never knew there was different classifications. I should have known, but
I didn't either, honestly. I was like, what is a chondrite? Let me just look that up.
But what would be cool if we can find a piece of this for sale? Because I'm on Etsy, and you can buy some pieces for like $25, $38 of meteorites.
Damn.
So if we can find the specific one and get it and do our own test.
That'd be neat.
What if we use the moon water?
I was thinking something along the lines of magic and spirits and ghosts rather than science to see if we can pull some demon residue out of it.
This is science. Yeah, that was my thought. This is science. All right, we're trying to see if there's space demons.
Yeah. We got to look up the sigils we need or whatever we need to write down on the floors to contain whatever we pull in. All right.
Just a pickle jar. You catch it real quick. Screw on the lid.
Tommy's over there like holding the jar.
We'll poke some holes in the top.
Come to find out he was right the whole time. It was a little imp with a fucking tail.
Like, you guys should have listened to me, damn it.
Yeah.
Wow, don't.
Who's keeping it? Who's keeping it?
Shane.
That's fair. I think it would probably fare well at Shane's house.
No worries.
So just so y'all know, Space Demons is a book, okay, that was written in 1986.
Why can we not be original? I'm tired of this.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's the name of the book. That's not very creative. Space Demons. Like, come up with something.
Yeah. But then, like, the pictures, it's so weird. The internet is so messed up. I hate the internet. Like,
oh, no. I found a piece of it for sale. Oh, shit. Actually. What's with the... Is that Kiss in the background?
I don't know. What
it looks like it in that second picture.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like maybe the band Kiss behind the dude in the mohawk.
Well, you do have... What is it? Star Child?
Is he the space demon?
I don't know.
No, the entire band Kiss is, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Well, technically, what? Isn't Gwar space demons? Something like that?
Probably.
All right. That's hilarious. But guys, look at this. Like, straight up, here's a piece of it for sale. This is the Caranacus meteorite fragment from September 15th, 2007 in Peru.
No shit. How much is it? Damn!
$300. It's a rare find, too, guys.
Yeah, $198. Oh, man, it's not even a gram. 0.79 gram. That's very tiny.
That is insane.
That's like a pebble.
Yeah.
Plus, how do we know that's what the mom's like? That's actually it. That's my question.
Yeah, I guess that is a lot of trust. But, yeah. I mean, right here, it's vintage from before the year 1700.
I guess it's not wrong. You know, meteor floating out in space. Right. We don't know when it was formed.
That meteor actually broke off and came to Earth like in the 1800s. And they're just lying.
Yeah. This was not 2007.
All right. Well, if I get a couple $100 to just burn, I might get this just to dabble in things I probably shouldn't. And get that little demon imp in the pickle jar.
Yeah. Oh. I am curious, and I don't think we've ever talked about this. It's a little off topic, but I guess kind of. But we've never talked about it. Trying to summon a celestial body like that. Like outer space body.
That is a probably a different type of animal.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I'm interested.
Me too.
I'm terrified.
Cause the moon water and then the meteorite, like There's some powers in there, man. I'm like celestial power in that.
Man, that just totally opened up another door in my mind that I've never thought of. Because the only things in space we talk about are aliens.
Yeah.
But if there's other planets with life, they're going to have other of these, like demon or all these other entities or cryptids that we experience on our world. There's going to be different spiritual level entities, right?
Yeah.
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 Essentially.
Oh, man. Mm. All right. We got to figure out. I think we should do like a Pokemon style battle. Like we each summon our own, either an astral being or a demon or shit. You can throw an angel in there if you can summon angels. And let's just make them battle.
Yeah. On this season finale.
Which is the series finale of the world.
Oh, that would suck. They're like, okay, watch this, bet. Just start wreaking havoc.
This is not Dragon Ball Z where they can blow the fucking planet up and we just move along like it never happened, okay?
All you gotta do is just get the Dragon Balls, duh. Jeez.
True, true. What was that dragon's name? Shenron? I think that was his name.
Oh, hell, you're going to make all the Dragon Ball Z nerds mad. You got it wrong.
I probably did.
That is not his name.
I like how they're all whiny.
Of course they are. Because, ask them, that's why.
I found some instructions online on summoning astral beings.
No, so I am. No, okay.
His name is Shenron. I got it right.
Yeah, there's also another one.
Sorry. Yeah, I know, but I knew the Shenron one from Dragon Ball Z. I should have. So let's share them away, Shane. Share these tips.
All right, well, no, I'm going to be a little more prepared. I'm not just going to start reading off the shit.
Damn it.
I don't need him like knocking on my door.
He starts talking shit, starts flying off the shelves.
You summon? It would be cool if like you did summon like an entity of whatever and it just showed up and was like, you rang.
What, like a lurch?
Yeah. I was just going to say, okay, oh, lurch.
How cool would that be though?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. Oh,
yeah. And then they proceed to rip your face off because, you know, they're busy. Yeah.
Right.
That does suck. How many beings do you think are summoned? Like, even if it's just a simple spirit and a communication spell or, you know, a session with a Ouija board, something like that. Like, how annoyed do they have to be? They were doing something, right?
They were taking a poop, and all of a sudden it's like, oh.
No, no poops.
It's like when you get that phone call while you're taking a poop now, and it's like, oh, do I answer? It's important. It's my boss.
No, you don't. You don't answer.
Sometimes you do. All depends on the boss.
When my boss calls me, I just text him.
I'm busy. What the fuck do you want?
I'm pooping.
But yeah, maybe that's why like Bloody Mary is so angry when you like summon her in the mirror. It's like, I was on a date, you asshole.
Right. Finally got with Candyman, and here we are. What do you want?
Oh. That's the reason all the demons are mad. They're just like, yeah. I was bowling. I was up.
Myrtle.
And now my team is going to lose the league championship all because of you.
We've been working for the past 100 years on this.
All right. So you know what? You're getting possessed. I'm possessing you.
Yeah. Congratulations.
For at least the next 6 months.
Bam! Oh. No priest is going to help you at all. You're on your own. That would suck being, like, possessed by a bowling demon. Like, what do you
do? But you become really good at bowling.
You could make a career out of it, I guess.
Oh,
well, only for six
and that's
months.
His revenge. He makes you quit your job, focus on bowling, you have a career, and then right on like the whole world championship, he leaves and leaves you with no skill.
Man.
Yes.
He's like, how do you like it?
That just, how do you like being interrupted?
For some reason, I just put like one of those like buddy movies in my mind where like a demon possesses a guy and he becomes a great bowler. And it's like, I was going to leave you, but it wasn't about the journey. It was the friends we made along the way. And then helps him win and get the girl.
It's a girl now.
All right. Well, I mean, it could. I was going off of that 90s trip. Leave me alone.
We veered a little far from meteorites and sicknesses.
I'm telling you what, though, Netflix needs to listen to our podcast and be like, you know what? These guys have some bangers right here.
Yeah. All right. Come up with some shit. Yeah. Anyways, let's get final thoughts on the fucking meteorite and sickness, okay?
Adam Sandler plays the guy, you know.
I could see that.
Oh, wait, the bowler or the demon?
Well, technically, they're both the bowler. So, the human.
Oh, yeah.
So, who
I'm
plays
just picturing
demon?
Him and little Nicky. Right, so.
I love that movie.
Oh, apparently they're making a sequel.
Oh, no.
Or it could be fake.
No.
I don't know.
I hope it's fake.
They keep resurrecting these things from 30 years ago. It's like, guys, like Beetlejuice, I'm like, come on. Right. That should have been left alone.
Hey, I did hear Twisters was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that was another one. I have heard good things.
Oh, I didn't know they remade that. I'm going to have to see that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it just came out. So
nice.
Oh, there better be a flying cow in it.
Yeah, right?
There's got to be at least two because, you know, Twisters. You know, the sequel. So.
What? That was the movie where they're like, he held on, or somebody held on to like the machine, and the Twister went over them, right? Was
yeah,
that
well,
same movie?
Yeah, like, he's, like, it's him and, who is it? It's Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt, and like, he wraps like that leather belt thing around this pipe.
Yeah.
And like this water pump thing, and it takes the water pump, and they're just like holding on. And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. That PVC pipe would have busted.
Yeah. But it made me think, it made me as a kid be like, I could survive a tornado. Like, you know what I mean?
That's probably why all of us that were kids when that came out, whenever there were storms, remember, we would just climb up on the roofs. Like, yeah. There's a tornado warning. Let's go sit on the roof of the house because we had that mindset.
Yeah.
I got a belt.
At work, they're like, we need to do, like, a threat thing. What do y'all do during a – do y'all know where to go when a tornado happens? And I'm like, yeah, outside to find – to look at it. Like, duh. Yeah. Why would I not do that?
Find the nearest beer, crack it open, and watch
it. Yeah.
Right? They're like, that's not what you do. You go in the basement. No, and I won't see it in the basement.
That was my favorite thing, was to do that. Rain beers. That's where rain beers came from. Tornadoes come and we're like, beer? Yes.
Right? Every time.
Every time. Oh, we did not care how bad the storm was. We'd be outside watching it.
I was sad this week just looking out of the window at all the storms we were having. I'm like, I wish Josh was here. Want a rain beer?
I wish I could have been. Business calls, man. Business calls. I made $1,200 yesterday.
There you go.
So, I had to say yes to that.
All right. Right. Can't blame you on that one.
But anyways, final thoughts, gents. Final thoughts. Come on.
Right. Space demon.
Nice.
I think I'm going to go... No, never mind. I thought you were done. Space Demon kind of says it all.
Just two words. Oh, shit. Almost knocked my desk over.
This is one of those things. There's no way to really prove anything out with it. But being more recent, that does make me feel like there's something else going on here.
Right.
And I do feel that if government deployed, broke it up, you know, and there was something weird, demonic or alien of origin, origin, it would have got locked away.
Yeah.
Now, where I'm like, okay, you can find these little pieces for sale. I'm so torn on that. Like, I'm almost like it has to be fake, right? If there was something crazy with it. Anyway, I'm not going to get stuck on the for sale piece, but I am really torn. I said Space Demon as a joke, but I think it could be something equivalent in energy. Some type of energy came down. Mm-hmm. Negative energy got people sick. The sulfur smell. I mean, this is very synonymous to things we see here on Earth.
Yeah.
With sickness involving a dark entity. So it could have been. I mean, like we said, that's how some D&D campaigns start, is that meteor hitting Earth that releases some dark energy. Maybe that's what we had. And I remember life 2007 was nice, and it has been on a decline since then. Maybe it's the big bad that was released, and it's slowly been poisoning the world.
Yep. Maybe. I didn't think about that. That's a trend to look into.
Right.
Dang gum space demon imps. Every time.
Got them.
Everything. Trace back to this meteor. Harambe, all of it. You know, it's all this damn meteor.
What if Harambe was the space imp?
He could have been.
Yeah.
When did Harambe happen?
Like 2015?
2015. Oh, okay.
Yep. Now, if the demon was involved, I bet he was that little boy who jumped over. That seems more like the demon thing to do. Like, yeah. I'm going to get this gorilla shot. I'm going to possess this boy.
It's sad. Could you imagine, like, the apocalypse happened, and we're in this, like, post-apocalyptic world, and they're like, when did it happen? Harambe.
All right. And that's what I always blamed it on until now. I'm like, maybe it was this meteorite.
Yeah, well, maybe.
That put it into motion.
Yeah, could have been.
So
could have been.
I'm 80% there with dark energy released from this. But the other 20% alien experiment.
Yeah, yeah. My mind's been changed, I'm just going to say. My mind's been
Now I'm done.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I knew it was going to happen. And we're both going to start talking at the same time.
Anyways, so I'm going to read this guy's book, Space Demons. He might have a connection somehow, I feel. That, and I'm going to rewatch Killer Clowns from Outer Space because it's a decent movie and it's actually pretty fun. But that being said, I'm going to go out and say that it's a possibility it's whatever we blew up in the 60s came back.
Manhole cover. Nice.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to go with. Mostly because I don't know crap about space.
It's a wilderness, man. A vast one. It's a vast wilderness.
I know.
Throwback to an old episode, guys. Anyways. I kind of came into this as, like I said, it was interesting to me because it was a meteor that never should have been kind of thing. Supposedly never should have been. Y'all can't see the quotes unless you look at the Patreon. But the sulfur smell does get me. There was no sulfur found, but you had the smell. So maybe Shane's demon theory isn't crazy off, you know? I think I like that idea. I do like the alien test subjects experimental thing. I think I'm going to stick with... it was all natural. There wasn't anything really going on.
I just came up with a new theory.
What?
Aliens captured a demon, took it into space, bred it with some other space demon. Now we have a space demon imp running around on Earth.
Well, that's Tommy's final thoughts.
I was going to say, I could see that. You know, we talked about them creating the Sasquatches and stuff and putting them here. And maybe they're like, hey, Let's see what this one does.
Yeah.
Or it could just be innocent and they captured a demon on their planet and they're like, fuck this. Throw it on Earth.
Let them they just launched it. That's probably more plausible.
What it really is, it's probably just alien shit.
It just makes us sick.
Starts eroding away the world. Think about it. We've talked about it with like the slime stuff. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's alien poop. Yeah. All right, I'm ending this episode. All right, if you like what you heard here tonight, make sure you like and subscribe. We enjoy talking about these things, sometimes for too long. Check us out on all social medias, and make sure you check out our Patreon, because we need them subscribers. With all that being said, these are just our thoughts. Let us know what you think.